From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, July 14th at 8:55, right about 8:56. And we have Todd Gleason on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning to you, Kimberly. Thank you. Let's turn our attention directly to the marketplace. As over the weekend, there were some announcements from the Trump administration, the president, looking towards Mexico and not being happy, and particularly saying that he will impose a 30% tariff on goods coming across the border. Mexico is the number one export market for corn. It has not retaliated, and that has, at this point, left the marketplace a little higher for corn at $4.12¾ in the July contract. It's up 9¾. It did gap lower on the open, and at this point is set, and we have a lot of trade yet to go today, to post an outside up day. It'll be interesting to see if that takes place. We'll talk about it during the closing market report. July, of course, the lead month at the moment. September corn at 3.98¼ was up 2¼ at the last trade. December contract, that's the new crop, 3 cents higher at $4.15¼ for its last trade. In the soy complex, the nearby July contract at $10.02 down two. However, the August, September, November all up about 2 to 3 cents. August a quarter higher at $10.04. September at $9.96½, up a penny and a half. And November at $10.10, that's up around 2 cents at this hour. Some of the other markets for the day, including the bean meal, which is down a $1.30, and the bean oil at 25 cents higher. Wheat futures soft red, and the December contract down 2 cents at 5.63½, and the hard red at 5.47, it's a penny and a quarter lower for the day. Crude oil contracts at $68.33, that's around 11 cents lower, and the diesel fuel is currently trading at $2.42⁹, a penny and 0.7 cents lower. Gasoline on the wholesale price down about 0.3 cents at $2.13⁹. Let's take a look at some of the other markets. Live cattle futures are 97.5 cents lower, $218.72½. 400 pounds, feeder cattle at $322.30, that's down $3.05. And lean hogs at $89.70, 95 cents lower. I will invite you to join us tomorrow for another of the Farm Doc Daily Team's webinars. This one's important as it's related to the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and the changes that came, particularly in crop insurance and commodity programs. You can visit our website at willag.org, willag.org. This webinar will take place from noon to 1 o'clock tomorrow. I'll be helping to usher the Farm Doc team through that. There are changes to ARC and PLC, some changes to the supplemental coverage options, ECO, and you will want to know about all of those and what they might mean for marketing not only next year, but this year as well. You can sign up. It's free. You can do that off our website at willag.org, willag.org, or go to the Farm Doc Daily website at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu and look under webinars. And that's a look at the opening markets and some of the things that's happening this week. Back to you, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Todd, for joining us, and have a great rest of your day. Quick look at your forecast for today. Dense fog until 10 a.m. Otherwise, today's going to become mostly sunny with a high near 87 degrees and calm wind. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low around 69 degrees and calm wind. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.